What about the regimen of pemetrexed and carboplatin, either alone or with bevacizumab? Where do you see that heading?
I think you touch really on one of the good stories. You're talking about the last year. So I think the stories were the AVAIL, now the FLEX, and the third story is the results shown in Korea of cisplatin Alimta against cisplatin gemcitabine frontline, showing what we had anticipated, equal effect, less toxicity. And interestingly also, a better effect in adenocarcinomas or in the non-squamous, less of an effect in the squamous. So the population that is the Avastin population. So the reaction immediately of everybody was, you must add Avastin here to show that you are getting the 2 month effect on top of it, and then you have a winner. It's less toxic. Now you show that Avastin works with you. And in addition, this is better in adenos than squamous, which is the population we have to treat with Avastin. I'm sure that was the reaction of most people, you know. My reaction to Alimta has always been one of, I would say, happy surprise to see how such a non-toxic agent really is useful for the patients. It's rare to see any side effect with these drugs, really like the least toxic of all the agents we have. And we see stable diseases and responses that allow us sometimes to continue for a long time this therapy. So to see that frontline as a less toxic, non-alopecia, less myelosuppressive regimen, I think is good news. And my gut feeling would be that something is going to be good for the patients frontline, because I think they're going to have a much better experience with frontline chemotherapy.
Frontline being cis or carbo with
pemetrexed? Well, that's going to be the thing again, you know. I've never been very excited about the cis against carbo dilemma. And I think most people in the metastatic disease are like me. They really don't think it's much of a difference. It's palliative, carbo is less toxic, you know, forget about 2 more weeks, 2 less weeks.